You have your Bible, turn with us tonight. It's the 119th Psalm. Praise the Lord. Psalms 119, 119th Psalm. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 81. The 119th Psalm in verse 81. The Bible says, My soul faineth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, a bottle in the smoke. A bottle in the smoke. As we think about this and we see the psalmist, he's writing this, and if you can picture this in your mind, let me just show you the bottle for a moment tonight so you can get this in your head and realize and recognize what God is trying to speak to us. When he speaks of this bottle in the smoke, he's speaking of that wine flask or that container that would be used during that time. It was a piece of skin that was cut out and put together in one piece that's not sewn nowhere but at the top, and it would be used with the fat to seal it off, and it would either be a piece of leather or a piece of gut that they would use to make these bottles of that time. So he says here that he said, for I am become like a bottle in the smoke. What he's trying to say here is that the troubling times have come. Don't that sound familiar? He said, troubling times has come. And he said, what I'm needing, he said, is some form of revival. He said, I'm needing for some form of something stirring in me to give me that help. He said, for my soul faineth for thy salvation. He said, I need a stirring in my soul. He said, I need a form of revival. He said, my soul is fainting. In other words, I'm longing for the word of God. I'm longing for that work that he'll do in my heart. I'm longing for him to reach down and begin to minister to me, praise God, and cause that stirring that I so desperately need. Have you ever seen a time like we have today where we need a stirring? We need a revival, praise God, down at the house of God. Amen. We come in with attitude, Lord, bless me if you can. Amen. But and God's a want. I guarantee God's a wanting to bless us. God's a wanting to help us. God's a wanting to stir us. But praise God, we got to realize that. He said he's troubled in his soul. His soul is troubled. When our soul gets troubled, praise God, we'll get stirred. Amen. When our soul begins to be troubled, praise God, by the things that's going on, our head can be troubled all day long. Our head can be troubled all month long. But praise God, when we get troubled down in our soul, praise God, something will begin to happen. We'll begin to look for some relief, praise God. We'll begin to look for the work of God in our lives. Amen. We ought to desire that, praise the Lord. Amen. Every day. Because there's all these folks around us, praise God, that's needing something a whole lot more than we are. Amen? So he said they're troubling. And said, I'm needing a revival, praise God. I'm needing the faith of the salvation, praise God. And my heart won't faint. He said not only did he, in verse 81, his heart would faint. He said, that his sight would not fail. Amen? He said, I need to be looking to the Word of God. Amen. He said, I'm looking for, longing for the work. He said, but I'm looking for the word. Have you ever thought about it, picking up your Bible, going through, praise God, and just looking to see if God will give you a little touch, praise, a little bit of nugget just to help you through a tough spot? Amen. Now, I'm not talking like the old fellow that got his Bible down one morning. He said, well, I'm going to see what God's got for me today. And he throwed it open and he slapped his finger, shut his eyes and threw his fingers down. And he said, Judas went out and hung himself. He said, oh, no, goodness. That's not what I need for today. He said, I'll try it again. He flipped over a few more pages. He shut his eyes and threw his fingers down. He said, whatever thou doest, do quickly. Amen. He said, hey, what he's talking about is that word of encouragement, praise God, that comes, God, when you look at it and you meditate and you say, oh, God, hey, praise God, my heart's a fainting, my soul's a stirred, my soul's troubled. Praise God, I need a touch of God. Amen. God began to manifest himself, praise God. You begin to meditate on the Word. If you take you just a little section, get you a daily devotional, read that and meditate on. Think about that a little while. Amen. As you're working on, hey, listen, we can multitask. Even us men, if we put our mind to it, we can work with our hands, praise God, and think on God with our mind. Amen. And just think upon the things, praise God, he's trying to show us. And he'll begin to minister to us, praise God, in a stirring of revival down in your soul. You come to the end of the day, praise God, refreshed instead of wore out. Amen. Why? Because he said he's a fainting in his soul. He said there's something he needs to look for, praise God. And when he began to look for it, he began to see it. Amen. Now, you know the amazing thing about the Word of God? When we begin to look for it, we begin to see it. We begin to see it in the Word, and then we begin to see it in people. Amen. I couldn't help but think when I was sitting there and people was popping up and they said, thank God, thank you, praise the Lord. You know, I thought, oh, glory. Something's happening, praise God. People were fainting their soul, praise God. But all of a sudden, they said, you know what? Praise God. I remember what he did for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it begins to get good. What is that? That's a stirring revival. He was troubled in his soul. And he said, praise God, I need a stirring of revival in my soul. If there's ever been a time that the church needs a stirring revival, it's the day and hour we live. Amen. We need a Holy Ghost revival. We need a stirring, praise God. We need something, glory to God, that'll get us so excited, right, and pull us so close together, praise God, that the devil won't have a notch to put his wedge. You know, the devil like nothing more than just drive wedges. That's what he does. He don't have to break it up. All he has to do is just start his wedge. If we ain't careful, we'll do the rest for him. Amen? That's what he does. And he's good at it. What he needed some touch of God. He needed a revival in his soul. He needed a restoration, praise God, in his life. He said, I'm like that old bottle. He said, I'm a bottle in the smoke. He said, those penetrating and those polluting, praise God, that from the world have come in. And he said, I haven't been noticed. He said, I didn't notice it, but said they penetrated the bottle. He said, they're getting in. And they said, they're causing a vile odor, causing a vile taste. And he said, hey, listen, he said, how can I be poured out, praise God, to be a help when I'm in this kind of situation? Amen. He said, I need a Holy Ghost revival, praise God, because I need a restoring of my soul. Amen. I need to get back. Hey, you remember when you used to be close to God? Hey, you remember when you first got saved? How real it was? How exciting? Where'd that go? Newsflash, God ain't changed. Amen? And he hasn't moved. Hey, see, God don't have an alien address now. He hasn't moved off somewhere, praise God, and not giving you a return address to call upon. He's still right where he's always been. Amen? He's still right there, praise God. The God of glory, amen. He's still right there. And he's still real. He's as real. Hey, he's real as he's ever been, and he's as real as he's ever going to be. Amen. God's real. He's that ever present help. But he said, how can I be used in this situation? Amen. He said, I should be the wine of salvation. He said, I should be the water of the word. I should be able to be poured out. He said, but I'm contaminated. Amen. Do you ever feel contaminated? I'll be honest. You ever feel like you're contaminated? Like you're too filthy and vile, praise God, to ever be poured out, to ever be a help to somebody? Amen. You need revival. You get revival, you'll be restored, praise God. Amen. See, what I need to do, preacher, pray for revival. That'll restore. Amen. Stir ye, praise God again for the glory of God. Amen. He said, that's what I need. He said, I'm bad. He said, I'm like, it's just like I'm spoiled. You know what you do with spoiled stuff? You get rid of it. Amen. You throw it to the side. That's what he says. He said, that's the way that I feel. He said, I feel like I'm spoiled. He said, I've become like a bottle in the smoke. He said, I've been penetrated with the stench of the world. I've been penetrated. I've been polluted, praise God, by the things of the world. And we can't help it. It's all around us. Amen. But praise God, he said, we're in the world. But praise God, we're not of this world. Amen. Glory be to God. We just got to keep looking up and say, you know what, God? I'm just going to keep on pressing on. And no matter how much the world tries to compress me, praise God, I'm just going to shout her out. Amen. I'm going to, we got to decide that we're going to stay with God. Amen. There's these crazy things all over the place that's trying to dictate to us and dictate us right away from God. Amen. Start trying to tell us that you can't pray in Jesus' name and you can't do this and you can't do that. Who said we couldn't? Amen. Who should we obey? Peter said, who ought we to obey, man or God? Amen. God said we have, listen, the Bible says that we gotta go by the laws of the land. Unless they contradict the word of God. If they contradict the word of God, we got to stand up and say, no, 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 thank you, praise God. We don't go that way. Amen. We stand up and stand upon the principles, praise God, the faith and the morals and the conviction that God gives us according to His word. Amen. Principled measures of faith, praise God, as we stand up. So He said, what do I need to do? He said, well, I need that deep cleansing of the word. Listen to what he says. He said, for I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. Amen. Praise God. He said, there's pollutants all around me trying to infiltrate me, trying to penetrate me and pollute me. But praise God, I remember the word of God. Amen. I stand upon it. Praise God, realizing that the world may be vile and wicked, but I'm a child of the King. Amen. Hey, praise God. You say, well, preacher, he'll get all over you. Not if you're robed in that robe of righteousness. Praise God. There's nothing in the world that can penetrate that. Amen. What's wrong, preacher? What's wrong with, why do we get so easily beset by these sins? Because we're not robed with that righteousness. Praise God, we've got a head knowledge, but we don't have a living knowledge that God's real. Amen. That He's our ever-present help, even in the time of trouble. Praise the Lord. He's there to guide us, to get us through this thing. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, what I need a deep cleaning by the Word of God. Need a praise God, that good deep Mr. Clean cleaning. Amen. That scrubbing of the Word. See, the question is, how can I be used when I'm so defiled? He said, the answer is a deep cleaning of the Word of God. The filthiness of the world. Amen. Cleansed by the Word of God. Taken away. Praise the Lord. But he says, well, wait a minute. You know, that's all well and good, but not only am I a troubled soul, but he said, I'm in a trying situation here. I know that's what most people would say. They'd say, well, Pastor, you just don't understand my situation. No, I don't, but praise God, God does. Amen. The psalmist, he said, hey, listen. He said, hey, I'm a troubled soul. I have some problems. Amen. But Lord, he said, I'm just trusting you to work out my problems. Amen. He says in verse 84, he said, I'm facing some things, God. 84, he said, I'm facing some delay here. Amen. A seeming delay is taking place in my life. He said, how many are the days of thy servant? Amen. When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? He said, Lord, it just seems like I'm a trusting in you. I've got my faith in you. And it just seems like it's taking you so long. Amen. He said, Lord, it just seems like you're not showing up on time. I will say, praise God, He will show up on time. How do you know, preacher? Because the Word of God tells us that He's never been late. Amen. Said He always shows up on time. He said, well, preacher, it just seems like a seeming delay. I pray and I trust God, and it just seems like things keep going in the wrong direction. What do I do? Pray God, just stay with God. Just keep praying, praise God, because He'll be there in time. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, it's a lie of the devil. The devil's lie. He said, it seems like there's an awful big delay here on what I need. And he seems like not only is there a great big delay, but it's like there's almost a systematic deceit that's taking place. At just about the time I think things is getting better, praise God, there's some more pitfalls for it. There's some more things come alive, and I don't know what to do. Amen. Just one pit after another. Look at verse 85. He said, and the proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. He said, I'm trying to stay with the book. Amen. You ever feel like you're trying to stay with God? You're trying to stay close, praise God, and it just seems like everybody you meet is setting a trap and digging a pit for you to fall in. Amen? Just seems like every time you turn around, praise God, there's a pit, and there's a pit, and there's a pit. And you seem like you spend half your time just dodging the pits. But praise God, guess who give you the good wisdom, praise God, to see the pit? Amen. Glory of God Almighty, amen. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, through the Holy Ghost of God, He helps you see those pitfalls that we come across. Amen. And He helps us to avoid them. Amen. See, a lot of times we get close to the edge of those pits, but most of the time we never fall in. Amen. Now it may be that some of those others around us might fall in. Huh? Then the snare of the devil, the deceit, that systematic deceit that the devil has, well, he's a deceiver. But grass is always better on the other side. Amen. I got them goofy cows at the house and they'll break their neck trying to reach through the fence to get a piece of grass on the other side. If we ain't careful, we'll do the same thing. Amen. But like I said, that grass greener on the other side's caused over a septic tank. Amen. Once they get a mouth or two of that, they said, you know what, this ain't what I thought it would be. Amen. But praise God, it seems like not only is there the seeming delay, but it seems like there's a systematic deceit that somebody's always out there just trying to trip us up. Amen. But praise God, there's a great big God out there too that loves us. But now what does He do? What does He do here? He says, you know what? He said, there's danger everywhere. Verse 86, He said, all thy commandments are faithful. Now notice what He says here. He said, all that. Now He stops here for a moment, and he's meditating on what He knows. See, it seems like there's delay after delay of Him getting help. It seems like there's deceit everywhere that's tripping Him up, but He stops a minute. He said, you know what? He said, Lord, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm just staying with You, Lord, with Your precepts. I'm staying with the Word of God. Lord, I'm just going to stay with You. Amen. Praise God. I think He knew something. Remember over in Genesis chapter 28, a few weeks ago we read about old Jacob, the usurper, and how he was going down there and he looked up and he seen that ladder. He went to sleep, pillowed his head on the rock, and he dreamed and he seen a ladder that was going from heaven to, from earth to heaven. And on top of that ladder, praise God, was the good God of glory. And you remember what he told him down about verse 15? He said, listen, I'm the God of Abraham and I'm the God of Isaac. And he said, I'll be your God too if you'll let me. Verse 15, he said, if you'll let me, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you all the way to the end of the way, to the end of the promise. Amen. I believe the psalmist was looking back at Jacob. He said, wait a minute. What did Jacob say when he seen that ladder? He said, God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. See, we always think that's a New Testament saying. Amen. But God said it in the old and He reiterated it in the new, praise God. He said, hey, if you're mine and you'll trust me, praise God, when it seems like everybody's let you down, praise God, He said, I'll never let you down. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I say, we can trust God. Amen. He said, those dangers have come up. He said, they persecute me wrongfully. Amen. You ever feel like you're persecuted wrongfully? These people accuse me of stuff all the time. Amen. They say, well, preacher, you're too conservative. You're too staunch. You're too dogmatic about that old King James Bible. Huh? They said, you know, these others just as good. Hogwash. That's the seat of the devil. That's that pit he wants you to fall in. Trip you up. Amen. There's danger everywhere, but notice what he saw. He recognized the danger. He said, help thou me. Amen. Now you notice what he says. The psalmist said, you know what? He said, Lord, I'm just, hey, no matter what happens, praise God. He said, I'm just going to trust your word. I'm going to trust you, praise God. I can't trust man. I can't trust women. I can't trust politicians. I can't trust nobody. But God, I'm going to trust you. Amen. Lord, I'm going to trust you. So what did he seek out? What was it that he sought? Help in that from the Lord. Amen. He sought help. He said, help thou me. Amen. Praise God. Not only was it that he sought help, we see what he survived. In verse 87, he said, they that almost consumed me upon the earth. You get that? He said, they almost consumed me upon the earth. He said, the enemy was gathered all around me like a bunch of wolves coming in for the kill. Amen? He said, hey, he said, I'm that old bottle in the smoke. He said, I'm contained, I'm contaminated, I'm polluted. Praise God, I'm trying to get rid of the pollution. And while I'm trying to get myself clean, he said, all the wolves are converging for the death kill. Amen. For that last strike. Amen. He said, they're all around me. Said, praise God, I thought, well, this is it. And little did he know, praise God, that it was. Amen. He said, they had almost consumed upon me, consumed me upon the earth. He said, but I forsook not thy precepts. Amen. He said, hey, they thought they had me right where they want. Hey, that's what the world's going to do. They're going to think they got us right where they want us. But I want to say, praise God, God's people's just going to stand up like the days of old and say, we're going with God Almighty. Amen. We're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and that blood that was shed on Calvary. We're starting to see some separation. Now, listen to me, and I'm done. We're starting to see some separation in America. You noticed it? We're starting to see some men, some women that's standing up and say, you know what? Hey, it ain't about this or that, praise God. It's about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, even from even up into our politicians, we're starting to see a few men that stand up and they say, it's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ or nothing. Amen? Praise God. Why? Because God's separating them out. Just like He does the goats from the sheep. Amen? Those that's running around saying, but. He says, you go over yonder. Praise God, these are my chosen few. These little lambs, praise God, that's willing to follow after me. Amen. He said, I was about consumed. But praise God, he said, I survived. Amen. He said, God brought me through one more time, and to him be all the glory. Amen. You see how it works? He said, I was just that old bottle in the smoke. I was penetrated and polluted, but praise God, he said, I just stayed with God. I stayed with His Word. I trusted in His truth. Even though I thought He was a little bit late, praise God, He was right on time. Although I thought there was some seeds, there was some pitfall, praise God, it was just for my understanding that I might know that He is God. When the dangers come, praise God, and I thought this is it, praise God, He reached down and He plucked me out one more time. Amen. Glory be God. Just about the time you think, well, maybe this is it. Maybe this time it's got me. Remember that time you had to go to the hospital? That time that they said, well, it could be this or it could be that. And you said, oh, God, please, this might be it. But praise God, God just reached down in mercy and grace and well, glory. And He just touched you one more time. Right on time, praise the Lord. Delivered you out of the danger. Praise God. He was troubled in his soul. Praise God. He needed restoration. Amen. He was in trying situations. Does any of this sound familiar? Huh? But praise God. You know what it all led to? It led to him being a trusting saint. Amen. In verse 88, he said, quicken me after thy loving kindness. so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. He said, praise God. He said, you just keep delivering and I'll just keep trusting you. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He said, I was that bottle in the smoke. He said, I was polluted and contaminated. He said, I thought this was the end. But praise God, he said, you reached down and you took out that old vileness and that old wickedness and that old sin and old stench. Praise God, and you put in that new man in the likeness of a holy God. Praise the Lord. They would tell us in Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, the writer would say in verse 35, cast not away therefore your confidence. He said, hang on to your confidence. Who's our confidence in tonight? Our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The good God of glory. Amen. He said, which hath great recompense of reward. He said, there's a payday a coming. He said, for ye have need of patience that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. See, there's a payday someday for staying with God. There's also a payday for running away from God, for rejecting God. And that's eternal damnation. But we have a promise in the Lord. He said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come and will come and will not tarry. Amen. He said, praise God. Just about the time you think the delay and the deceit and the danger's there, praise God, God will come on just in time and snatch you out of that. Praise the Lord. He said, now the just shall live by faith. So how do we attain to this? By faith. Amen. How do you get that smoke out of your bottle? By faith. Trusting in the Lord. He said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them, now listen to this, who draw back unto perdition. He said, we're not going back to that old ruin and loss of life, praise God, that we used to have. But of them that believe, listen to this, to the saving of the soul. Amen. The psalmist comes out, praise God, he's troubled in his soul, he needs restoration, praise God. He comes to a time of an intense situation. But praise God, when it's all said and done, he trusts in the Word of God, keeps his eyes on God, and he comes out, praise God, trusting, as a trusting saint of God in the last days. I wonder, are you going to finish well? You know what you're going to have to do to finish well? Hey man, you're just a bottle in the smoke. The smoke penetrates and it pollutes, praise God, and it makes a bad taste. But praise God, if we just persevere, just stay with God, stay with His Word. Amen. I said, some people won't like it. We've seen some come, we've seen some go. A lot of them won't stay with it. But praise God, to those that endure, stay with God, stay with truth. The Bible said the truth will make you free. Amen. Praise God. What does that mean? One of these days, glory to God, that we'll be free of all this mess and all this pollution that penetrates us and pollutes us. And glory be to God, we'll swoop out of here to be with God. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. How do you do it? By trusting in God. By just keeping our faith. And one day they might come to us like they did that little old girl out there at Columbine, Brother David. And they might put a gun to your head and say, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? And they said that she looked right past that gun, looked that fellow in the eye and said, the Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior. And he blowed her brains out all over that school wall. You know, preacher, why didn't she say no? Because she wasn't going to reject her. She was just promoted. Amen? It was graduation day. She beat the class home, praise God. Amen. You say, preacher, that ain't us. Listen, they're cutting Christians' heads off all over this world. Amen. They're propaganda in our schools today that teaching them that Islam has a purpose. Do you know that? There's propaganda in the church, this common core. Huh? Is teaching that Islam is essential. We got to have it. They got that, the new books. Fellas telling me the other day, I couldn't believe it. Said they've got, in their new history book, have one page on George Washington. They've got three paragraphs on Thomas Jefferson. And they've got three pages in there on Islam and how important it is to America. Something's messed up. Amen? Listen, people that's got, you parents that's got children in school, you better be careful. You better be vigilant. Because they'll indoctrinate your children with a bunch of junk and destroy their minds. What are you saying, Pastor? I say, we're a bottle in the smoke. And the only way to praise God to get cleaned out, get out of that mess, praise God, and that pollution is to stay with the Word of God. And the Word of God, praise the Lord, it'll make you free. Amen. He'll give you the right direction to go, the right steps to take, praise God, and the right words to say. Amen. Praise the Lord. It won't always be politically correct, but it wasn't meant to be, praise God. It's meant to be the Word of God. A lot of people won't like it. Amen. A lot of people don't like it. But praise God, it's still the Word of God. Amen. I was telling Brother Dean, there before church, they can preach it straighter than I can live it. But you can't preach it straighter than I like it. Amen. I like the truth. Ain't it amazing? I mean, now think about this, and I'm done. I'll quit. I'll hush. I promise. We've got a man that's running for president, and he'd get out there, and he's just telling the truth on everybody. And he's a big showman's all he is. But he's telling the truth on everybody, and everybody loves him. And I get up here and tell you the truth from God's Word, and people look at me like a sheep looking through a new gate. I can't comprehend. Amen? If we're born again, if we're believers, we're united in Christ, praise God, we ought to love that book. And if it hits us where we live, praise God, just get our life where it is. Amen. Praise God. Fall on your face. Say, oh God, help me, that old sinner. And praise God, put it behind you and go on for the glory of God. Amen. And we'll finish this thing, Brother Dean, we'll finish her well. So one day we can pull up there in the throne of grace and He'll say, well done, thy good and faithful church. Amen. Praise God. It'll work.